Okay. So the question is straightforward. You have an axe, chop the tree, a piece of wood goes flying off, hits someone and kills them. Do you say that's a regular case of shogig? And you're chayev. It's chesem alav. Say it's a regular case of shogig and you're chayev. Or do you say no? That's like honest. That's like a crazy thing. It starts flying off. It's kocho. Kocho. It's like, I guess it's like, it's indirect, if you will. Like, because you're not throwing the wood. You're just hitting the tree, and then the wood pops out. So that's the other side. Let's say that's considered like an anus. Right, or you say no, shogig. So it seems to be that it's a question of kocha. This is your koach. And you gave koach to that splinter. Do you say that's considered shogig, or do you say that's considered anus? So the question is, can we explain that? Right, can we explain that better? The only thing, I guess, is that there's a difference between the action that you're doing and then outcomes, natural outcomes, byproducts of your action, right? So when you're doing an action, you're lowering a bucket, so that's the action. Now you lower the bucket and you drop it, that's part of your action. You lowered the bucket and on is that. I mean, you dropped it, but that's part of, that's a direct consequence of your action, of lowering the bucket, right? You dropped the bucket on it, but by accident, but that was your action. But that's the definition of your action. But here, your action is really chopping wood, chopping a tree. It's not throwing wood chips, it's chopping a tree. Now, but an outcome of chopping a tree is that wood chips could go flying. So that's an outcome of your action. It's different than your action itself. It's a natural outcome of your action, right? Because the action is that which you're doing and the direction in which you're doing it, and that's what you're doing. But then here, again, your action is really chopping the tree. But chopping the tree creates a force, creates koach in the tree. And now it gives koach to the wood, and if the wood flies out, it's going to send it flying. So that's an outcome of your action. It's traceable to your action because the koach of the wood chip comes from you. The force, the power of the wood chip comes from you. So the thing is that it's a result, it's an outcome of your action. You wouldn't say you did an action of throwing wood. You didn't. You did an action of chopping a tree. So the question is, you're saying, is your obligation to be shomer? The whole chi of galus is because you should have been careful. Is your obligation of being careful, of being shomer, another person's life, is it limited to your action, that you have to make sure your action doesn't kill somebody? When you do an action, you have to watch out for it can't be a mice of killing somebody. But here, my action isn't. Do I have to watch out that an outcome of my action doesn't kill somebody as well? Because my action itself is safe. It's not killing anybody. I'm chopping the wood to make sure no one's in between my axe and the tree. And my axe is not killing anybody. But there's an idea of actions have like side consequences, side outcomes which emerge from the action. So it's my din of shmira, my responsibility of being careful, extend to all the outcomes that emerge from my action? Or do you say it's limited to my action itself? Let me just say, if the nishman of Arzal Mikito, where the blade flies off the axe, so I'll say that's your action, because your action is imparting a force to the blade. Now you could say that's not my problem, or that's Karl Mazet or whatever, because I should have checked, whatever. But that's my action. My action is imparting a force to a blade, to a piece of metal. That's my whole point. I want to smack the tree, I smack a guy. So that's my action. Right? That's not an outcome of my action. That's what my action is. My action is making a blade go very fast. And that fast blade hits a guy. So you say, I did a mice of hitting him with a blade. Unintentionally, but that's what I did. But my action is not making wood fly out. My action is making metal fly. Now it happens to be an outcome of making metal fly into wood is that wood flies out. So now you'll say, so it's an outcome of my action that this thing has koach. The wood's koach comes from because of my action. So it's an outcome, it's a consequence of my action. So the question is my din shmira limited to that which my action actually does, that I can't do an action of killing? Or he says, no, my action can't even be a cause of a koach which kills. Now, you wouldn't say I did a maisa of killing, and I did a maisa of chopping wood, and that went flying. So do you say my chiv of shmira and my chiv of galus is contingent on my doing like an action of ritzicha? I have to do my action of killing. I can't do an action of killing. Or you say no, I can't do an action which brings about, which the outcome of which is killing. The outcome is part of what I have to be responsible for. The outcome of my action. So if the wood chip is an Ezekiah's now, it's part of the outcome of your action, of chopping wood. So that's also part of your Shmira, and that's what you're high for. But let me ask you, but everyone agrees, Koach Kocho, if your action causes something which causes something else, and that kills, then I'm not high. Why is that? Why is that? That's not the case. So just tell me, the case question is, why does everyone agree Koach Kocho? Tell me, is that Rebbe's saying you have to worry about the outcome? So then, why is koach kocho not a problem? That's also an outcome. So, like for instance, I throw the rock at the branch. The branch comes loose. The branch then goes and smacks the cluster, and then knocks down a date, and that kills somebody. So that's definitely a chayv. Why don't you say, look, isn't that an outcome of my action? Isn't that an outcome of my action? So this, I guess, what Yonah's saying here. I guess part of what obvious is the other side is the question is how do you learn the halacha of kocho, right? Kocho, Rabbi's chiddush of kocho is the yichayah for the outcome of your thing, of your action. There's two ways to learn the outcome. One way is to say that when you're chayav to guard anything which results from your action, if you do an action of hitting, that could cause a whole chain of events, and anything that you are the cause, you're chayav to be any result. Any effect which you're the cause of is your part of your responsibility. Okay, that's the idea of an outcome. It means even if it's not your maisa, but your maisa causes something. So if he gets killed as a result of your maisa, your chayav, so I don't care. Who cares? Point is, it's a result of your action. If that's the way you look at the concept of an outcome, then that's, I think, the premise of our question. That's also an outcome of your action. What do you mean it's an outcome of your action? If not for your action, it wouldn't have happened. Why is the date falling from the tree? Oh, because the branch hit it. Oh, why the branch hit it? Oh, because you threw the rock. Right? So now ultimately, it's tied back to you. So if that's the way you're looking at it, then even koach kocho. But that's not the case. Rather, what we're saying is that Rebbe is saying is you're not just chayav to guard your action, but actions have consequences. It's like part of an action is its outcome. So chopping wood, an outcome of chopping a tree is the tree may go flying. That's not your action. Your action isn't making wood, throwing wood chips, but it's an outcome of your action. So it's like a natural category in actions, and certain actions is they have natural outcomes that they bring with it, especially actions of koach, of forceful actions, they have outcomes. And seeing as your responsibility is even to that which is defined as the outcome of your action. The outcome of your action is its character is the consequence, its identity is the consequence of your action. It's the outcome of your action. But if that wood chip then goes and hits something else, hits a date and that date kills, then the date falling is an outcome of the wood chip flying. But the wood chip flying isn't your action. The wood chip flying is itself an outcome of your action. So now you can't say that the date falling would be an outcome of your action. It's an outcome of the outcome of your action. But it's saying is when the Rebbe's point is you're chayav for your action, and like that which is like an extension of your action. The outcome of your action is an extension of your action. But again, an extension doesn't lend itself to having another extension. Then it's not an extension of you anymore, of your action anymore. So there's like a conceptual component of your action is the outcome of the action. But that's as far as it goes. Koach. It's the koach of your action. But koach kocho means it's the koach of the koach of your action. But that's not the koach of your action. He's saying it's conceptually, Rebbe's saying is your schaivas goes beyond the action itself, but for its immediate consequences. But for its consequences, its outcomes. Part of an action, that's what he's saying, is that part of an action is consequences. So since this is the realm of Shmiras and Nefesh, you got to worry about the consequences of the action. But he doesn't just mean anything which happens is your fault, you know. And no doubt, I think what Yonah said is true. It's because a guy in general doesn't consider it's too far removed than a person's mind. But that might be the reason. But halachically, I'm saying it's like it's a different. It's different. The outcome of your outcome is not the outcome of your action. that unless you were to say you're chayav to be shomer any result which happens, anything which happens to occur because of you, then if it would have been that way, that was the way we were looking at it in the question. But that's what you're saying. That's not the case, right? The next question is so now we have that premise, that principle, that Rebbe is only saying yechayv for kalcha, but not for kalcha kalcha, right? So what about the case where Papa says if you throw a rock at a date tree and knock down the date and it kills, that's considered koach, and Rebbe is going to say chai for that. So where's this pash pshita? So it says, no, I might think that's koach kocho. It's teaching you, no, it's kocho. So again, the question is, if I throw a date, are these cases the same? I chop the tree and the wood flies off? Or I throw a rock at a tree and the date falls off? Are those the same thing? Are those both considered a koach? Or do you say the case where I'm throwing the wood, the rock at the tree, at the date, that's considered two steps, koach, koach. Right, that's the Gemara's question. Papa's saying, no, that's also koach. So let's just see Tosas. Tosas explains all of it. Now the tema koach, koach, dummy. The lo dummy leitzim es pakeo. And I would have thought that it's not the same thing as chopping the wood. Dehasam. Because by the chopping the wood, naga b'masha b'yado b'shas hatazos ha'etz. So you're touching, or it's touching, the wood chip is touching that which is in your hand while you're chopping it. Sometimes you're holding the axe, which is in your hand, and that's coming in contact with the wood chip, which is going flying. Aval hacha, but by the throwing the rock, Shekvar yatsa miyado b'shas hatazos ha'tamarim. So here, by the time the rock hits the branch, the date, the rock already left your hand. Dami shabir l'koach kocho. So that sounds more like the case of the koach of your kocho. Em alo l'chayv, so I'd say nachayv. Kamash mo'a, no. That's also considered koach. Right? Right. So that's all right. So the thing is that you would think, right? We have to explain exactly why that's relevant. But he says, when I'm chopping with the wood, with the axe, and hits the wood, so then when it hits the wood chip, I'm touching the axe, which is touching the wood chip. That's koho. But when I throw the rock at the date, so now when it hits the dates, I'm not touching it anymore. I'm not touching it anymore. Right? So therefore, you'd say, that's koch kocho. I'm not touching it anymore. So kamash mo, no, that doesn't matter. So the question is what does touching have to do with it? I mean, those are just introducing it. Where's that coming from, you know? Like, it's an interesting question in its own right, but Tosis is somehow bringing up the contact. I mean, why is that? How is that really relevant or, you know, significant, the idea of a contact? Whether you're touching the thing. It's like a funny way of looking at it. You kind of have to think it over in your head a few times. But when I throw it, when I chop the wood, I'm holding the axe when it hits at the chip, touching it. But here, it's like already a spatial separation or whatever. So what? Who cares? Who cares? So what's the ha-mina? What's going on? Right? That's the thing. That's the ha-mina. That would matter. So the Kamash Mon is teaching, you know, doesn't matter. The case like this. According to Rebbe, let's get the facts again. If I throw the rock, which hits a branch, which then hits a date, which then kills a guy, that's koach kocha. Because I'm, I guess, giving koach to the branch, I guess, and the branch is giving koach to the date. But if I throw it directly at the date, do you say that's koach kocha? Because you'd say, I'm giving koach, I guess you'd say I'm giving koach to the rock. The rock is giving koach to the date. Or do you say no? Like Rashi said, it's like the rock is part of my axe. And that's the way Rashi said it, right? It's like, do you say that the rock is like my axe, or do you say no? That's like two separate things. And that's koach kocha. I'll work on this for tomorrow. I'll try to see if you can try to get a good definition for whether or not you consider the rock
hitting the tree, knocking on the date, is the same thing as the wood chip, the wood hitting the splinter, knocking off the splinter? Or do you consider that different? Like, what does that depend upon? Which, I mean, you can see, kind of see both ways, but what is it conceptually? What's it depend upon? Whether you view it this way, view it that way, right? What's the Republic's Kiddush? Can we define that question? And we'll try that, and then we'll just go further. Then we can do the next Mishnah. Okay, I mean, that's basically that. The next Mishnah is Hazar Kevin Shus Rab. And take it until the two dots. Okay, the Gemara until the two dots. Then we'll do that until it's Bashba. So the next Gemara. So we'll try to define this problem, then do the next Mishnah, next Gemara. Basically, you gotta do the Gemara till two dots. And Tosos Ba'ashba. Okay? Basically, it has to do with if you're throwing a rock into a place where people, in a public place, but people aren't usually found there. Is that considered, you know, but now a guy happens to be there. Is that considered, like, your fault or not? Like, what parameters do you know? If you're in the forest, obviously people that walk in the forest. But, like, let's say you're in some fun bathroom where people don't really use that much, or whatever. You know, we'll get to the case exactly, but that's basically the next thing we're going to be dealing with.